Welcome to episode 754 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Martin Reynolds was the quintessential self-made man. From a humble background, he had worked his way up to become the CEO of Lumina Tech, a leading tech company specializing in cutting-edge software solutions. People admired him, not just for his meteoric rise, but also for his charisma, leadership style, and compelling speeches about doing business the right way. So, when Lumina Tech launched its new data encryption software, heralded as unbreakable, it was no surprise that businesses worldwide jumped on board. Martin passionately vouched for its efficacy, and shares of Lumina Tech skyrocketed. Then along came Alan, a young and curious tech enthusiast, who managed to find a significant flaw in the software. Instead of being truly unbreakable, there was a backdoor that potentially allowed unauthorized access to data. Alan, believing in Lumina Tech's integrity, privately reported the issue, assuming the company would want to fix it. However, instead of gratitude, he received a threatening legal notice. Martin, fearing the potential fallout on Lumina Tech's reputation and stock price, decided to suppress the information. He hoped that, by silencing Alan, the problem would go away. But things didn't stay quiet for long. Alan, driven by his own sense of integrity, made the flaw public. The revelation sent shockwaves throughout the tech community. Lumina Tech's shares plummeted, clients withdrew contracts, and a slew of lawsuits emerged. Martin's once impeccable reputation was in tatters. He faced backlash, not only for the initial oversight, but, more significantly, for his attempt to conceal the truth. It became clear that his speeches on doing business the right way were hollow. He was forced to step down, and his legacy was forever tainted. This incident served as a cautionary tale in the industry. It wasn't the mistake that led to Lumina Tech's downfall, but the lack of integrity in addressing it. The Book of Proverbs places a strong emphasis on living a life of integrity, contrasting the rewards of such a life with the pitfalls of dishonesty and deceit. Proverbs 11 verse 3, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." This proverb emphasizes that an honest and upright character is not only morally right, but also serves as a guiding principle in life. In contrast, those who engage in deception or are unfaithful to their values are eventually led to their own ruin. This underlines the practical benefits of integrity. It provides direction and protection. Proverbs 28 verse 6, "Better a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is perverse in his ways." Material wealth, in the eyes of wisdom, is not as valuable as personal integrity. A person with wealth, but without moral principles, is considered lesser than a poor individual who maintains their moral values. The inherent value of character over riches is a recurring theme throughout Proverbs. Proverbs 11 verse 5, "The righteousness of the blameless makes their path straight, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness." The righteous, through their upright actions, often avoid many of life's complications and pitfalls. Conversely, those who engage in wicked behavior often create obstacles and difficulties for themselves. This proverb speaks to the natural outcomes of one's actions. Proverbs 12 verse 19, "Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment." Truth has a timeless quality. Lies, on the other hand, are temporary and often come to light. The proverb teaches that it is the enduring nature of truth that stands the test of time, while deception is fleeting and short-lived. Proverbs 12 verse 22, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy." This verse not only presents a moral statement about honesty, but also gives insight into what pleases God. Lying is not merely a human offense. It's something that God himself detests. The importance of being truthful is underscored by aligning it with divine approval. Proverbs 11 verse 18, "A wicked person earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward." This agricultural metaphor illustrates that actions have natural consequences. Just as a farmer reaps what they sow, individuals will eventually face the outcomes of their deeds, whether good or bad. It's a reminder that short-term gains from deceitful actions don't compare to the long-term rewards of righteousness. Proverbs 20 verse 10, differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. In ancient times, merchants used weights to measure goods. Using false weights was a form of deception. This proverb condemns dishonesty in business, emphasizing that God himself finds such deceit reprehensible. It's a call for fairness in all dealings. Proverbs 10 verse 9, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Integrity offers a sense of security, both in one's conscience and in societal standing. On the other hand, deceitful actions, though they may offer temporary gains, will eventually be exposed, leading to shame and consequences. Proverbs 20 verse 11, even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Actions speak louder than words, and even from a young age, one's behavior can reveal much about character. The emphasis here is on the universality of this truth. It applies to all, irrespective of age. These verses, from Proverbs, serve as timeless guidelines, emphasizing the enduring value of honesty, fairness, and integrity in all aspects of life. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus criticizes the religious leaders for their hypocrisy. He says in Matthew 6 verse 1, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them." This underscores the importance of genuine righteousness that comes from the heart, rather than just for outward show. With regards to the importance of pure intentions, Jesus says this in Matthew 5, verse 28, "But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." This teaching illustrates that integrity is not just about external actions, but also about internal thoughts and intentions. Jesus' teachings on love often emphasize genuine care and concern for others, going beyond societal norms or expectations. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, in Luke 10, the one who shows true love and integrity is the Samaritan, who goes out of his way to help a man in need, rather than the religious leaders who pass by. Jesus' teachings emphasize the significance of genuine righteousness, authenticity, and integrity, both in actions and in the heart's intentions. They call believers to a higher standard of living, rooted in genuine love and concern for others, and aligned with God's truth. Psychologists find that living with integrity boosts self-esteem. When individuals act in line with their values and beliefs, they often experience a sense of wholeness and consistency, which enhances self-worth. From a sociological perspective, when members of a society operate with integrity, it can lead to greater societal harmony. There's less friction and tension, as there's a shared understanding and expectation of honesty and reliability. Trust, often stemming from integrity, can have tangible economic benefits. Economists have found that societies with higher levels of trust often have stronger economic performance. There are even some findings suggesting that living with integrity might have physical health benefits. The stress of deceit, or living in ways that conflict with one's values, might contribute to health issues. Conversely, living honestly and authentically might contribute to better health outcomes. The story of Martin Reynolds and the teachings from Proverbs and Jesus underscore the paramount importance of integrity. While temptations to compromise our values for short-term gains may arise, the long-term consequences can be dire. Our actions, thoughts, and intentions form the fabric of our character, and it is this character that determines our eternal destiny and leaves a lasting impact on the world. Father, grant us the wisdom and strength to live with unwavering integrity. Help us to always choose the path of righteousness, even when faced with challenges. May our actions, thoughts, and intentions be a reflection of your divine truth, and may we serve as beacons of light in a world that so often struggles with darkness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.